So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
69 degrees at 7:03. We've got some scattered rain through North Texas, and it might even be seeing a little bit of a sprinkle on your windshield right now as we make our way through the morning. And some stronger weather off to our northwest that probably won't be affecting us. But great to have you with us this morning. I'm John Little, and the trial of a former Uvalde School District police officer, Adrian Gonzalez, will continue today.
And the judge has denied the defense's motion for a mistrial.
That question was the testimony of a former Robb Elementary school teacher who said on Tuesday that she saw the gunman at the southwest corner of the school, a point that conflicts with her earlier statements to police and to the prosecution. The evidence was suppressed by the prosecution, Judge Sid Harrell.
Now, I'm going to deny the motion for mistrial over your objection, obviously, and I'm going to find under Heath that it was not intentional by the district attorney's office. It was negligent.
Judge Harrell adding that he didn't think her testimony resonated enough with the jury to affect the defense strategy. There is a chance she may take the stand on Thursday morning so the defense can explain the differences in her testimony. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the KRLD Morning News, live from the KRLD 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm John Little.
And I'm Austin York. The owner of a business in Frisco hopes security camera video is going to help police track down the person who broke into his business twice. Once with his dog. A man broke into La Finca Coffee and Bakery on December 31st to steal money from the cash register. Then it happened again a few days later. Owner Lee Gonzalez says during the first break-in, the suspect brought a companion.
Well, he came with the dog on a leash. Very well-behaved dog. That was probably the most surprising thing of all the video.
He says the man wore dark-colored clothing and a hoodie, so it's hard to positively identify the guy. The dog, though, had distinctive black spots, and he says it's possible someone may recognize the animal.
Also this morning, we are getting word that a Dallas Park and Recreation board member has resigned suddenly after the city scrapped a no-bid deal for Bo Slaughter's newly founded company to run a restaurant at Dallas Executive Airport in the Redbird area.
Slaughter offered his resignation yesterday, the day before the City Council Transportation and Infrastructure Committee was scheduled to consider a lease with his company ahead of a January 14th full council meeting. Councilmember Paula Blackman calls that a flawed process that raises integrity concerns and undermines public trust. The city's transportation committee was apparently unaware of Slaughter's involvement when they scheduled the lease for review. Slaughter's resignation is effective immediately. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Supreme Court moves ahead with a plan to set new rules for law schools and their graduates.
The Texas Supreme Court has voted to remove the American Bar Association as the accrediting authority for Texas law schools. The court will create its own list of law schools whose graduates can practice here. The ABA has handled accreditation since the early 1980s. The Texas Supreme Court had been working on the plan since the fall of 2025, despite objections from some law school deans who said having one set of standards for law school graduates nationwide ensured the portability of law degrees. The Texas Supreme Court said in its final order that it aims to preserve the ability of Texas law graduates to practice in other states and for graduates of law schools elsewhere to practice in Texas. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just over 5 months until the first match in this year's FIFA World Cup, and there are new partnerships. Of course, a lot of businesses try to get in on the FIFA World Cup experience.
FIFA has announced they've teamed up with the Marriott Bonvoy Hotel brands for those traveling to see World Cup matches across Canada, Mexico, and the United States. They haven't announced the exact details of what this means for fans staying at those hotels, but there will be inside access to the World Cup, including exclusive packages and drops. More to come on that later. This year's World Cup includes 9 matches that will be held at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, including a semifinal more than any other host city. Houston's NRG Stadium will host seven matches. 2022 World Cup defending champions Argentina will play at least two games in North Texas, making it a hot spot for fans coming in from all corners of the globe. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Coppell-based Salad & Go is going to close all remaining locations in Texas and Oklahoma, including more than two dozen in North Texas.
Salad & Gone.
Yeah, Salad. Hey, there you go. He was going to be here all week, guys. Yeah, the decision follows a September announcement to shut down 41 locations in two states with an impact on about 600 employees. Only Salad & Go locations in Arizona and Nevada will remain open as the company moves its headquarters from Coppell to Phoenix. The closures are effective on Sunday.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
And number three, a Dallas firefighter is being treated for injuries suffered in a fall while he was helping put out a Northwest Dallas apartment fire overnight. Number two, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says his goal now is to retire with the most Super Bowl wins ever by an owner. So good luck there.
He didn't mention that he's going to retire at 200 years old.
I don't know if he'll ever retire. He might have to go to the grave with that one. And number one, top story, 37-year-old Renee Good has been identified as the woman shot and killed by ICE officers. Agents suggest Good was trying to run them over with her SUV when they fired defensive shots.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning Briefing. We're going to fill your head this morning with a lot of useful information in our 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic. All we ask is when they say, "Where did you hear that?" you tell them it's from us. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Glad to have you along for the ride this morning. And it's time to check on your money this morning. KRLD business analyst David Johnson joins us off the bat.
Yeah, and you guys are joining me for quite a ride, too. This has been a wild start. So we had a big sell-off yesterday, but despite the Dow losing 466 points yesterday, we're still off to the have a three-day winning streak that has gotten us off to the best start for a new year since 2018. Now, it looks like we get a little selling in this morning. The Dow is pointing lower by about 150 points, the S&P down 5. The NASDAQ down 29, but look, what we've learned is there's a lot of headline risk out there, and there are probably a lot more headlines that are going to be moving. Let me give you an example. We've been hearing about oil and Venezuela and the impact, and maybe it's going to help the oil companies, and then maybe it's going to take a long time to get back in production and hurt the oil companies. Now the president's talking about liking the sound of $50 oil. Well, as a consumer, I think it sounds great, considering that oil's been, 80 and it's 56 right now, is headed the right direction. The oil companies are probably not going to like that. In fact, Exxon says that lower oil prices could cut their upstream profit by up to $1.2 billion. And we'll watch those headlines for you. Then yesterday, defense stocks just absolutely got creamed. That's because the administration is warning about these companies that say they're going to have to curb their stock buybacks and raising their dividends and putting a cap on executive oil pay. So all of them just got absolutely creamed. This morning, however, the administration is talking about increasing the defense budget by 50%, going up to $1.5 trillion. Well, guess what? Here's Lockheed Martin up 7%, and General Dynamics is up 4%, and Northrop Grumman's up 6%, so we'll see about that. Yesterday, the housing market, a lot of related companies just got creamed because the administration is talking about banning large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. So Dallas-based Invitation Homes was down 6%, and Apollo was down for the day. D.R. Horton, a local company, fell over 3.5%. Pulte was down 3%. Lennar down 2.8%. So we'll see if there are any headline changes on that one this morning, but they were under a lot of pressure. The price of crude has firmed up. It's up 88 cents right now, $56.78. Gold and silver still trading lower, though. The higher dollar, stronger dollar, and also the prospect of sort of rejiggering some of these allocations had sent gold lower, and it's down $22. Right now, it looks like a little light selling across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, thanks so much. It is 727 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Your news for the law offices of Namath and Flores.
Well, changes are coming. That's the promise from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones at the season-ending press conference. They certainly underachieved last season. That's the bottom line, according to Jones. And he promised when it comes to free agency and the search for a new defensive coordinator, it's not going to be business as usual.
I'll assure you that the way we've done it in the past, that alone will cause me not to do it that way now.
He says one of the things fans should be most optimistic about going forward is head coach Brian Schottenheimer and the offense.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.